The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Barely Filtered here with Kristen and Aurora, but pretty soon just Aurora because Kristen is leaving.
I'm leaving, guys.
Kristen's leaving.
It's not goodbye. It's see you later.
I was supposed to pace that out, but you guys know that I really just, I can't keep a secret. And I was supposed to say, stay tuned for a really important message at the end of the episode, but I already told it to you. So Kristen is leaving Barely Filtered. Is it because you hate me?
No, I love you more than anything. And that's why it's not you. It's me.
Listen, I hear that often lately and I don't buy it. So you're going to have to give me more than that. Tell our listeners, why are you abandoning us?
Well, I love Barely Filtered. And let me just preface this all with, this is not a call her daddy situation.
Yeah.
We love each other.
I wish it would be like, I would give you some cash, though.
Yeah. No, you know, I think this has been one of the biggest learning experiences of my life, not just professionally, but just myself as a human, as a mom, as a wife, as a friend. And I think you and I just have different interests. And I think we have different audiences. I think I have a community that is behind me and, you know, what I'm interested in. I mean, I spent my free night, I was just telling our producer, Olivia, we had a free night, no kids, and I spent it churning yogurt, you know, listening to Joe Rogan on artificial intelligence and then watching the Napoleon biopic. Like, I'm such a nerd and like, those are my passions.
Yeah.
And I want to lean in more into that.
Okay.
And I think that's what...
You like Napoleon, huh?
I mean, I don't want to say I like Napoleon, but I love biopics. I love learning. I love challenging myself. I love being around really, really smart people. I just got back from Florida. I did a quick 24-hour trip. What, ahead, Nikki?
People, so I gotta
no. Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm going to get back to that. Yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
I love critical thinking. You guys know I love politics, and I like to be around those people and those conversations. I was just in Florida for a quick opportunity with Patrick Bette David. He did a live podcast with Candace Owens and Chris Cuomo, and they kind of battled it out for 3 hours, and like my soul was on fire. I love those types of conversations.
What were they talking about?
Everything from voter ID, illegal immigration crisis going on right now, inflation. I mean, all the boring topics.
Yeah,
that
I love
all that. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
The reason I don't want to talk about it is because I feel like that is something that people study from the minute they wake up in the morning to the minute they go to bed. And like, I don't want to speak on it when things are changing all the time.
Totally.
So are you going to go all in and start like being really informed about all these
topics? I'm
going
to try. It's something that I've definitely leaned into. It's something that gets me excited. I love to learn about. I'm not going to sit here with an American flag pin and a blazer and go on Fox News and act like I am a professional in this field. Like, could you imagine how many F-bombs I would drop? But I do, you know, maybe in that space of commentating and having a voice or speaking on, maybe not on speaking on behalf of people, but just voicing my opinion. And I think what I've taken away from Barely Filtered beyond professional stuff is I'm more confident now ever than I ever have ever been in my life.
Really?
And I really believe this podcast has brought me that. Not only just with, I really mean that. Not just with skills. I think we've learned professional skills like when to talk, when to pause, when to listen, you know, questions to ask. We listen back to the episodes we started to where we are now and both of us are like, holy shit, we've improved.
I know, but even the likes and the ums, like I feel like, I just said it again. It takes a while to drop
it does.
That.
I'm not there yet. We're on our way. We're trying, guys. So I'm the most confident I've ever been, and I really believe this is a huge part of it. And and you, of course. Like, I think it's a testament to our friendship, and I want it to be an example for other people that we can go head-to-head and we can have tough conversations. We can be devil's advocate or make fun of each other and still be friends and do something professionally in business together and just realized maybe it's time, you know, we like different things and that's okay. And we can still be friends. Like you just invited me to your birthday party.
Yes.
You know,
you get to come to my birthday party. It's like what Remy says.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about what is next for both of us. So Kristen is now moving to Nashville. She will not be coming back for Barely Filtered.
On that note, I haven't told you this. We just decided yesterday I am officially moving to Nashville June 1st.
June 1st?
Yep, that's soon.
I feel like June 1st is a special date.
It feels like it.
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like a lot of things in my life have happened around that time too, is when I kind of moved on from my divorce, moved out of my ex. It's a nice time for
a new chapter.
On the road again. Yeah. I feel like, so are you guys going to drive there?
Okay, so I thought about this. Either way, I'm not driving there.
Yeah.
But I have this dream of Tyler getting like a mini Winnebago with the boys and doing a cross country and stopping at like all the cool.
Where are the girls going
to
be?
Me and the girls, we're going to go straight to Nashville and unpack. I mean, we're going to live out of a suitcase. We got a rental for the first 6 months while we build a house. But it's a cabin on 5 acres with a big old flagpole with an American flag out there. It's a storybook with deer.
I saw
and
what you're
turkeys.
Building. It's not a cabin.
That is not a cabin.
We're renting.
It's literally a log cabin.
That's awesome.
Wood paneled everything.
Your kids are gonna move there and they're gonna be like, "Mom, are we poor though?"
That's what we tell them now. We're like, "We're poor guys. Don't ask us for money. Just buying a house." So yeah, we moved June 1st. So.
Oh my god, that's so exciting!
What's happening with you? What's next
for
you?
I've just inherited my own podcast. And this was my plan the whole time. I was trying to be as vapid and shallow as possible for Kristen so that she would want to edge her way out and I didn't have to look like the bad guy. And now I'm left with my very own shoe. What am I going to do with it? Well, I think you guys probably know the direction that we'll go in. Just following the things that are happening in my life. So working on optimizing, living with ADHD, being a co-parent, dating in this crazy ass climate. I mean, I don't know if it was ever easier, but it's the Wild West out there. And I think a lot of people are, if not just for the shock factor of listening to my stories, I think if people who are dating want to hear someone else going through similar experiences. So I'll be offering a lot of that. You guys know that I'm constantly working towards trying to optimize my life and figure out how to make things work as efficiently as possible with this brain that God gave me, which sometimes has anxiety, all the time has ADHD, toys around with sobriety. Last night, I actually had a little bit of weed by accident in like my kombucha. I thought it was kombucha. It was actually THC. That, you know, can or it's so good.
Yeah. Those are good.
But yeah, they're really good. It was relaxing and it kind of made me feel like, I don't know, I'm going to use myself as an experiment, be the guinea pig. And then I'm going to share my hot message with everybody. Get it? Hot mess.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you think about that? I love
my
that.
My life coach, Andrea. She agreed to come on too. So that'll be fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's got to be like your new slogan.
My tagline.
Yeah. Hot message.
My hot message.
I love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm working with a branding specialist and she's going to help me really narrow down what is it that we want to talk about. Because I think one of the things Kristen and I learned is that because we are both passionate about so many different things, like I can go woo woo all the way west for you guys. I can do astrology and, you know, Reiki and all sorts of things in that direction. But like, is that really where we want to go? I guess I need to figure out what the listeners are really most interested in. From what we gathered, it's like sex and dating.
Yeah. So, and I can't offer that much in the dating space. Yeah. I've been married. I've been with my husband for 11 years and like, how many times can I say I love my husband and our marriage is great without saying like a total fucking asshole?
I know. We're like, give us something, Kristen.
Yeah, like, oh, he's perfect.
Did he ever do anything that pissed you off?
No, he's got 8 abs. Damn it. You know, like he's perfect to me. Like I sound like an asshole. All right. I don't have any cool dating stories. I'm a listener and I'm going to be a listener for your hot message and your stories now.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be really cool.
It's going to be fun. And I can't wait to come to Nashville.
You know what's so funny about being an adult? Is getting so excited for new appliances. And I hope that's relatable. Otherwise, I'm just the weirdo here because I was so excited when my new Beast blender came into the mail. I'm someone, again, maybe this is just me, maybe I'm a weirdo, but blenders always just gave me the ick. They were just big, bulky. I would try to avoid using them because of their bulkiness and cleaning them and putting them away. And that's why I was so excited when I found the Beast Blender. So the Beast Blender to my kitchen has been such a game changer. It is a beautiful personal blender that's made to use every day. And it recently launched a 600-watt mini blender that comes in 5 different colors. It barely takes up any counter space and outperforms machines triple its size. Like I said, it's beautiful, it's sleek, it's easy to wash, it's easy to use, and all of them come with drinking and storage accessories. So you can drink your smoothie right out of your blending cup, take blends to go, and easily store dressings and dips in the fridge. So take a look, let me know your thoughts. I am obsessed. Again, it's just so sleek. So visit thebeast.com and use code BarelyFiltered at checkout for 15% off your purchase. That's thebeast.com. Use code BarelyFiltered at checkout for 15% off your purchase. That's thebeast.com and use code BarelyFiltered for 15% off and enjoy.
I love looking fancy. I love having my hair done, having my makeup done, not gonna lie. And I love having my nails done. And we all know Kristen loves having her nails done too. What we don't love, doing it ourselves. We take care of enough people being moms and just having to do our own hair and makeup and nails. That's a burden I cannot be tasked with. So I like to outsource these tasks, but I need to have the best of the best. And that's why I always go to Glam Squad, glamsquad.com, or now they have an app, Glam Squad app. So they bring professionals to your house. This is hair professionals, makeup professionals, and nail professionals, and they will come directly to your door. They will do your hair. You will look like a celebrity. If you live in Dallas, New York City, Los Angeles, or Miami, you can get your nails done. It is wedding season. It is prom season. It is spring season. If you just want to have your nails, your hair, or your makeup done and feeling fresh for the new season, try Glam Squad. They are amazing. And for a limited time, Glam Squad is giving our listeners $20 off any service. It's valid whether or not you've booked with them before. So visit glamsquad.com or the Glam Squad app and use code FILTERED at checkout.
That's glamsquad.com or Glam Squad app and use code FILTERED, FILTERED, at checkout. glamsquad.com or Glam Squad app and use code FILTERED at checkout.
Hi, I'm Pia Barangini, the creative director of LPA, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a dog mom based in Los Angeles. This is my new podcast, Everything is the Best, where we basically ask interesting people, how did you go from zero to yacht? I'm always curious how the hell people became successful, and I figured you would be too. Get on the internet with me. Let's laugh, let's cry, let's overshare, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Check out new episodes every Wednesday. It's all for you, baby. Thanks for listening. Love you, mean it.
Let's see. Sorry, guys. I'm just taking a little break to go through my swipes.
Speaking of, because I want to know your thoughts. I think this is an interesting subject. This sounds terrible, but you're not middle-aged, but you're in your 30s. You're a mom. You've divorced.
Were you just about to call me middle-aged?
No, but okay. So you're in your 30s, divorced with a couple kids, and someone else who was with Dear Media, Kristen Cavallari, 37 years old, dating a 24-year-old she met online.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
I commend her. I actually think she's cooler now than I thought she was before because I think it takes a very strong, independent, secure woman not to feel like they need a man who's going to take care of them. For me, I think maybe I lean a little more codependent or something because I would never want to date a man. I don't even want to date a guy who's a couple years younger than
me. You like older though.
I older because I have daddy issues. And because I feel like I want to feel taken care of. Yeah. I don't want to feel like I'm mothering. Yeah. I do that. I wipe asses all day long, guys.
Yeah. You don't need to be the baby. I hear you.
And also having sex with somebody who I feel like doesn't have as much experience as me is a turnoff.
Yeah. The guy is really good looking, though. Have you seen him?
Okay. I take that back. I would have sex with him. Yeah.
He's
if they don't work out.
I thought about that too. It's like, I think she has a successful business. She's probably got, she's doing well.
She doesn't need money.
She doesn't need to be taken care of.
No.
Her kids are, I think, a little bit older than ours.
And I don't even mean taken care of financially. Yeah. I mean taken care of when I'm with a man, I kind of want him to be my mentor,
yes,
my
learn.
Yeah, my baby daddy, my like, I want him to boss me around a little bit.
Yeah.
I have issues, guys. I want to be tossed
around a little bit.
I don't know why I can't find a good
full,
guy.
Full
guys.
Consent. Full consent, guys.
Yeah. I think we're really honing in on my issue here about why I can't
well,
find a man.
To your future hot message.
I'm like,
I
want him
it.
To be toxic,
yeah.
but also really nice.
Yeah. No, but I think that's interesting because I think they met online. I think it was like TikTok
really?
Or DMs or something. And he's hot. Maybe you have a little playing
well,
with
has
a young
friends.
Yeah.
I think
you
We've
can do some
them.
TikTok dances
Don't,
with the Montana
do they all
boys
live together.
Oh, God. No, they actually move. I think they're all living in Nashville now.
Don't you feel like they all live together, though, in an apartment?
I've seen
that
their videos.
Has like one chair.
Yes. And like one chair or a couch they got on Craigslist yeah. and like some posters they put up.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. They eat a lot of frozen
Probably
pizza.
Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then they did a video with her and it was her house. Clearly, I'm like, I can't imagine being like a grown ass woman. I've got all these like children.
Yeah.
In my house party.
Totally.
Like, saying,
like, are they
saying
they're Riz. Not, you know, they're not using the coasters.
No. And they're saying Riz and listen to Lil Yachty Nuts
yeah.
X. And I'm like, I don't know
what that is.
I don't know what any of that is. I would not be able to relate. But they're hot. They're hot. I will say. No, you look good. You're on fire today, Aurora.
I am?
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
You're 1 foot out the door and I'm already like pulling up my A game. I was 15 minutes late as usual. And I'm like, Kristen must be so happy. She doesn't have to deal with my tardiness anymore. She's like, I drove all the way from San Diego and you can't get here on time. You live down the street.
I know.
Oh, all good fun.
That's why I love you, though. I am. Wow. I'm going to be your biggest fan. I'm going to hopefully you'll have me back as a guest.
Absolutely.
No, what have you learned? What have you learned in the last year in this process so far?
You know what I learned? I think in the beginning, we were really leaning into Barely Filtered as this raw, uncensored dialogue between two people with big opinions. And I think, so coming off of COVID, Kristen and I were both very outspoken during that political turmoil. And not that things have ever settled down, but when COVID ended and we started this podcast, I don't know. I feel like we were kind of leaning in a little too hard in the beginning, trying to be controversial. And what I've learned in my life recently with my political opinions, with just the way I relate to politics mostly and everything that's going on in the world, I don't want to be controversial for the sake of being controversial. And I think some of the opinions that I had to in the beginning, and I'll just go out and say it, like I love Candace as a friend, but like her brand, I think, has leaned bully. And that's somewhere that I never want to go. I feel like there's a lot of people on both ends of the spectrum who are just leaning too hard, and you become controversial for no reason. And then you become a bully is what I want to stay away from. And I don't think you're going to go in that direction, because you know if you do, I'm tell you.
Yes.
Be like, no, get home right now.
I'm not in the business of bullying. I don't ever want to be, and nor do I ever want to talk poorly or bad. It's just not a good look. It's not a good look. It doesn't make me feel good. I just want to be, my thing is I want to be an example of not being afraid to say how you feel, whatever that is, wherever you lie.
Yeah.
Is just being confident in how you feel. And I'm leaning into just like, I'm a mom at the end of the day. Like, I have concerns like many moms. And I just want to be an example of just not being afraid of how you feel.
Totally.
And we don't need to
I love that.
Be mean to people. We don't need to call people whores. It's any name calling. I don't want to be name calling. I'm in the business of like educating myself, reading beyond the headlines, and making my own, you know, using my own critical thinking to come up with my own conclusion and standing by that proudly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that. I love that for you. I think it's going to be great. And I think when you get to Nashville and you're surrounded by more of like your people, you're going to find your niche within that niche.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be a big fish in a small pond anymore.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of you.
There's going to be a lot of me.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah. It'll be fun for you. I don't know. I also think looking back on our episodes, I think you can kind of tell when we're talking about something that neither of us are super passionate about. Like, we don't know shit about pop culture.
We
don't
nothing.
Really care about plastic surgery and things like that. But we do care about the episodes where we were most like empowered and passionate, I think, were episodes about how to live our healthiest lives, whether that's like physically, mentally. Mm-hmm. I really want to lean into that because I feel like I'm always trying to narrow in on what makes me feel the best. And I saw a flow chart yesterday, actually, that was like, if you have ADHD, you wake up, did you get enough sleep? Yes or no? If it's a yes, you should work out for 15 minutes.
Oh.
And then if it's a no, you should meditate for 10 minutes. So it like kind of, there's always a better choice.
Yeah.
And I want to really figure out at every step of the day, at every step of the cycle that you're in, what is the better choice?
I feel like one of us is always doing something to be better, whether it's, you know, 20 years of sobriety or someone's doing a fast or someone's doing this challenge.
Yeah.
It's like we're always doing.
We're trying,
guys.
Because we're seekers. And yeah, I feel like that's important.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
In any space. I think both of us, our common ground is we're always seeking to learn of
right.
how to be the best version of ourselves.
Yeah.
And to learn and to do the due diligence in learning whatever the situation
right.
is.
100%. And I think that's something that I've learned this year throughout the podcast too, is throughout my life, I think I've felt shame around the fact that I start a lot of things all the time. I always have like 10 different hobbies going. And my sisters and some of my friends have kind of made fun of me as somebody who's scattered or can't make up their mind or changes their mind often. And that's actually my biggest gift, because I'm always a beginner. I'm always trying something new and I'm always turning over a million different stones. And like, if something piques my interest, I'm going to go for it. And I think that's an interesting thing for people to follow along with, because I don't have any shame about that. And sometimes I finish things and sometimes I don't.
I actually love that you said that, because that's something as your friend's co-host, like I've seen your growth is you've like taken away the cloak of shame in so many aspects mm-hmm. of your life, whether it's trying new things and owning them or talking about ADHD, anxiety, sobriety, daddy issues, you know,
yeah.
like you're like owning it.
Yeah.
And that's so relatable for so many people. So I'm just so proud of you that
you've
taken the cloak of shame away, because that's hard. A lot of people have shame around so many things and that's a hard
right.
thing to shake. So I'm
yeah.
proud of you for that.
And I think whether or not people are in a relationship now or not, everybody can relate to being in a relationship that makes you feel bad and
mm-hmm.
that makes you feel like less than yourself. And I think that those discussions are worthwhile to hear, whether you're a mom and you have daughters or you're, you know, your friends are dating. I'm hoping that what I can do is offer stories and insights that are not to be self-indulgent, but to be relatable.
Yeah.
So,
and
hopefully.
I think those are the episodes that we had, whether it's around dating, relationships, all that, like that's where your passion was, is those episodes. That's
yeah.
the ones that like you were like, I love, I'm asking the questions, I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to get on, I guess I will have to take a poll, but, and I know you'll send me guest options all the time, but people did like our Xander and
that was a good one.
What was it? Vanessa and Xander.
Yeah.
They're all about like butt stuff. But I think
yeah.
that's where we were like, it was like one day was about adoption and the next day was about butt stuff. We're like, huh.
We definitely
might need to figure
it
out.
All. And that's something I realized too. There's some things I do want to keep sacred. I do show my family. I do show my husband, but I always want it to be uplifting. And I think there's some things for me, like, I think like you said, we were going to get a little raunchier, a little barely, you know, not too much filtered. There's, you know, sex and stuff I want to keep between me and my husband. Just go ahead and guess if we have good sex.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it there, okay? And like, I don't want to talk about any butt plugs or
yeah.
like, you know, whatever. I'm good.
I'm just
going to
throw it out there. If you've yeah. ever given vaginal birth, like you're not using butt plugs. I'm not going to tell you why. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
<It's>
like, yeah. Anyway. So I'm excited for the next chapter. I'm moving to Nashville in 2 months. I have so much to do. Like, my company Super True, that's I guess kind of a thing. It's called Super True. That'll be launching August 1st, right before school.
Oh, what's your first product, or is it a secret?
It's going to be healthy bars, seed oil free. Actually, Callie Means really inspired me. He's one of my Callie Means, one of my favorite guests. My
yeah.
favorite guests, Callie Means, Candace Owens, and Christina Piscucci.
Oh, really?
So those were my top three favorite guests
oh.
where I was passionate, excited, wanted to ask the questions. And those have a theme.
Yeah.
You know?
See, like, my favorite was probably like Kim Douglas, which is so funny because I don't even think a lot of like
love her.
It was just I think I cried.
I talk to her
cried.
Every day.
You
every
do?
Day. Love
She's,
her.
Yeah, she is great. I loved Kim Douglas. I loved Callie Means. I love the glucose goddess. I love Vanessa and Xander, Jolene Brighton with the hormones. Yeah, I think our listeners want takeaways that they can implement into their life, but men and women.
Yeah.
So hopefully leaning more into all that space. I did just see the glucose goddess. She like changed her whole
look. She dyed her hair. Yeah. Yeah. She looks good.
She looks, she's beautiful.
Yeah. So you have to ask everyone, what do you, because you are going to be fully leaning into your audience now, which I think is so great.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask them what they want.
I know. Yesterday, some troll wrote to me on Instagram and they were like, you should just go to therapy. It's not very integrous to air out your dirty laundry. And I'm like, I have a podcast about my life.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but I'm going to be sharing my stories. That does kind of get under my skin, though, because I never want it to seem like I'm sharing my stories because I want to hear myself talk or I want to like.
Never.
No, I wish somebody had warned me about. I wish I had heard a story about a girl going on Raya and finding a guy who had a family.
Yeah.
it would have helped me out. We actually have a audience question.
Might we see other
couples
like mom or dad on this new?
Oh, yeah. So since this new podcast is going to pretty much follow my life, we are going to be seeing a lot of the people in my life.
Love
so
this.
I'm going to have my sisters on. Sophie is really passionate about dating crazy people because she did it herself. So she's going to come on. She already has been sending me like a list of guests that she wants to talk to about narcissism and just that whole world of dissecting the psychology of the crazies that we date.
Yeah.
And Olivia will be coming on. I'll be asking her all about her wedding planning, probably things like that. So if you're into all that, she'll be here. I'll probably try to get like Lisa on, Christian's mom. She's a trip.
She's a riot.
She is a riot. She'll give you like all the insight that Christian would never say himself. And then he'll be so mad at me.
He'll die.
You need to have
your parents on.
Oh, for sure.
People will die for them.
I know. Honestly, when our show didn't get picked up for a second season.
Well, here it is.
people were like, oh my God, I want to see more of your mom and more of your dad. Because they really are trips. Like Sophie was just at like the Oscars and my parents were like, what is she doing hanging out with a bunch of communists? Like they're just like so anti-Hollywood, anti-influence. Like they just don't get it.
Yeah, your dad's going to come in with his shirt from eBay.
Yeah.
And be like, what's this mic? Like, yeah. He's just going to not. Like,
wow,
am I?
Pretty cool.
Yeah, wow, free. I got free water.
Yeah, it's free water. My mom will be shoving her pockets with all the free amenities that they have at the front desk, like the Tic Tacs and stuff.
Yeah,
they're kind of ratchet, but they're my parents. Oh my God. And my mom has never worn a stitch of makeup in her life, and she recently got a facelift. And
I can't wait for the updated pictures.
She looks so good. Ugh. But it took like a month and a half for her to start looking normal. And she was like, how did you guys talk me into this? Because she was always complaining about her droopy skin. And we're like, listen, shit or get off the pot, lady. Do you want a facelift? Because we know the people.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, fine. And then she did it. And the recovery is scary. Like, it really is.
No, it's
She'll talk about it.
Did Olivia ever send you that? She had to do a post for someone and she took a picture.
Gosh.
And you see in the background through the windows, your mom just like all bandaged up.
We took care of my mom after her facelift at the Rancho Valencia.
Okay, so
this beautiful location. And Olivia got the suite for trade because it was a super like nice expensive room. She was like, oh, let's get a little discount. I'll do some trade. Yeah. So she took photos outside. Okay. Sophie takes the photos. We zoom in on the photo. You see my mom laying in this lazy boy looking like a mummy.
A mummy.
Completely wrapped from the head down. We're like, you cannot post that. I was crying laughing for a few days about that photo. Actually, we're gonna need to find it.
Yeah, you.
My mom's gonna kill me, but it's okay. I'll just block her from my stories that day. Anyway,
God, I was gonna say something there. Shoot,
was it about facelifts?
Oh
or...
yeah, little update. I'm really excited. I've never done this because
we're
gonna talk
a facelift.
I can't wait for my first facelift. No, I'm actually getting my under eye filler dissolved. I've never done dissolving. My lip filler's all gone.
You've never done dissolving?
No, I'm nervous. I blocked the week off.
Don't do it when you have your period.
Oh.
Because it makes it the blood so much more painful.
Yeah.
And it's not like a hoax. That's true.
No, I heard it's so painful. So I have nothing the whole week. But I have like, by the way, warning, if anyone ever wants to do under eye filler, I highly suggest against it unless it's like a
it was
like
my favorite thing I ever did.
That was mine too. Just wait. Just like wait. Then like 2 years later I got a little
isn't it supposed to dissolve?
It's supposed
after
to
years?
And I smile big and I have chubby cheeks, there's like a bump and I'm so self-conscious about it. Especially when I wear makeup, that's when you see it.
Of course I've never noticed
no
it.
One ever does, but like I notice it in pictures and I look like crazy. So I'm getting it dissolved, but I guess that's super common. And I kept thinking it's going to dissolve on
its
own.
Did you say your lips got dissolved?
No, I haven't gotten them done in like 3 years. Oh. I feel like they're finally gone. Or yeah. Maybe it's just my pregnancy lips hormones are finally gone. Because
what did you look like? I feel like you didn't have lips before you got lip filler, though. I've seen your like pictures of you from 10 years ago and you didn't have lips.
I have always had a big bottom lip.
Oh, okay.
And then this is like what they look like normally.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're back to normal. So okay. I feel like everything's kind of coming back naturally. Yeah. So yeah, I'm getting them dissolved, or my under eyes dissolved with a little bit of cheek under eye dissolved.
That's not going to hurt as much as like I had to do 4 vials of dissolving for my lip filler once.
4? The lips hurt too.
And that is painful. Yeah. So painful. But I finally found a girl who does it right, like just a little in the right spot, and it doesn't look like a duck. And it, but yeah, I think conclusion, less is more.
Less is more. Natural's in, so I'm going that
natural
way.
Natural is in.
Yeah, going that way. That's my life update there.
Yeah.
But yeah, stay tuned for Super True. Stay tuned for me and my Nashville, and I'm going to be leaning into that.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, I'm just going to be your number one fan.
Yay.
Still best friends.
Yeah, and we're going to have to do like a quarterly check-in with
you. Oh, absolutely.
Even if it's over Zoom and we can like show you milking your cows or whatever.
I'll be churning butter.
Yeah.
No, Ty will. He's fully leaning into like homestead time.
Are you going to get a cow or
when we have the house?
Some goats?
Not this house. I think we have to wait till we have land, but we'll get chickens. We can.
Well, are you having land in the house that you're building?
The one we're building, not as much land as the rental. The rental has 5 acres. Ours is going to have like a acre.
Okay.
So we can have chickens, but I think we can have a baby cow, but I don't know. I might get another baby.
Goats are supposedly like the best thing to have because they eat your weeds.
Everything,
and they're
yeah.
really cute and you can do goat yoga. So there's that.
Conway would love that. Oh, and that's another update. I'm not pregnant, but we are tiptoeing around maybe.
Another?
I just need to get through Olivia's wedding. I'm going to start trying that night.
I thought you were going to wait for me to find a man, get married, and
know,
then
so
have another baby
so
that we can be pregnant together. eHarmony,
you got to jump on. All the serious people are in that.
I do.
You know, you gotta find...
I know. Somebody did. Yeah, there's a few different dating apps that people have been suggesting to me, and I'm like, really? That feels so, like, just...
I feel like the serious people go for, like, eHarmony and Match. And...
Should I do Christian Mingle just to find, like, a nice...
Dating
or farmers
right?
only.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they'll be like, you don't even know how to milk a cow.
What you're for. You're my cowboy. You take care of me.
I have nibbles. Can you milk me?
Yeah. Can you milk me, Greg? I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too. But I'm going to see a lot of you.
Yeah.
Because...
It's not goodbye. It's see you later.
Yes.
Well, we love you guys. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything. Thanks for the feedback. Thanks for the support. Thanks for supporting us. Thank you to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. No, I'm going to miss you guys. But...
Get off my show.
Yeah. Love ya.
Bye.
Woo! We did it.
'Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.